Chapter 3. He saw his first enemy in the summer of his 9th year. It was during the Moon of Antlers, when all the great warriors of the deer and elk and moose tribes used their spirit powers to grow weapons from their skulls. His uncle, Black Horn, had killed a buck and given the antlers to him. These, born on the day of the Shadow Dog, had lashed to the lodge poles his horse was dragging, and he held on to them as the Burnt Meat people moved north. He was proud to be riding the horse his father had given him, while other children ran among the dogs that pulled shorter lodge poles. Because his father, Shaggy Hump, owned horses, his family could move longer lodge poles and fold more buffalo hides upon them. Most of the families of the Burnt Meat people lived in small, four-pole teepees. But the lodge of Shaggy Hump's family was the largest in the band, made of 8 poles and 10 skins. This caused Shadow to ride his pony with pride. Long ago, the people of his band had shortened his name to Shadow Dog, and now just to Shadow. He knew the name would not stick his whole life, for he would one day receive a warrior's name from the spirits. But for now, Shadow liked his name. A shadow was dark and mysterious, and could vanish among other shadows. It moved silently and crawled over the ground like death. The horse he rode was the smallest Shaggy Hump had taken from the Utahs, and so it was easier for Shadow to climb upon. It was a stocky brown horse, with white hairs of age around its muzzle, and the even temper of an old work dog. There were 2 things about this horse that fascinated Shadow, and made him wonder beyond comprehension. One thing was the fact that his horse, though male, had no testicles. The Burnt Meat people had once camped with the Corn people, another band of true humans, who owned a slave with no testicles. This slave had been captured from the northern raiders as a boy, and the Corn people had cut the captured boy's testicles off, for the warriors of the northern raiders had raped many women and girls among the bands of the true humans. All this made Shadow wonder who would cut the testicles off his horse. And